Hello, and welcome to Control Alt Wow, the podcast for those of us who love World of Warcraft and love having many alts. This is Aprilian on the Belgun server, and it is Monday, February 19th, 2007, and this is episode 12. As you can tell from the sounds in the opening, it is time for the Lunar Festival. That time once a year when all the races of Azeroth get together in Moonglade and laugh and ignite fireworks. Now, the Lunar Festival has several parts to it. Some of it is merely going around to all of the elders stationed in various parts of Azeroth and picking up these lunar coins. Some of it is getting into Moonglade and getting different recipes and fireworks and some really cute outfits. And then the other part is taking down this creature in the lake, which is really for high-end players, because once you summon him, and you summon him using those fireworks, when you get your coin or you visit an elder, they actually send you fireworks, and they're fireworks. Fireworks is part of the whole Lunar Festival. I guess it's the awakening of the spirits or whatever. And when you visit all these elders, they will mail you either a moonbeam or a cluster. And for the lower end people, a lot of that is not relevant, but for the upper high ends, the mid to upper 50s, there's a raid that can go on so that you can complete this quest. And I'm not sure exactly what you get out of the quest, because I'm not, my highest one is 53, and I tried to get into a raid with her in my 47, and we were completely overwhelmed. But the best part of the Lunar Festival is flight paths. You've probably heard me mention this in other podcasts, but I'm very big on getting flight paths, because you know, you do get tired of running from point to point, and sometimes getting flight paths means going through dangerous areas. And the neat thing about Moonglade is once you complete one of the quests, and I'm not going to give out too many of the details, so maybe I will, but once you complete the quest for the fireworks, which is you just buy some fireworks from the guy standing there, you shoot off two clusters and 8 fireworks, which is kind of weird, because I don't know if this is a bug, but some of my alts was able to do it with only 1 cluster and 4 fireworks, and they got credit twice for each one. I don't know if it's, I haven't noticed a pattern, whether it's a low end person or whether it has something to do with you being honored in that city or whatever. And once you do that, you get a scroll that allows you to stand in the moon beam in one of the festival cities, and there's only 3 festivals, 4 in each. There's Orgrimmar, Thunderbluff, and Undercity. Seems to me there should be a 4th Undercity. Anyways, and you stand in the moon glow, and you are then transported to Moonglade. Now, once you're at Moonglade, and as you could tell from that opening sequence, there are lots of fireworks, and there are factions. People from every faction, or beings from every faction, gathered together, and they're all laughing. I guess they're like partying down. Some of them have mugs, so I guess they're drinking too. And once you are there, and there's a 10-minute cooldown on the scroll that lets you transport there, you can then be transported to any one of the other cities. For instance, my level 10 and level 11 alts Creed and Control-Alt-Wow was able to be transported through Undercity because they are hanging out in Silver Moon City and Eversong Woods to do their leveling. They were able to transport from Undercity, get to Moonglade, and once they were at Moonglade, after the 10-minute cooldown, they were able to transport to Orgrimmar. Now, for level 10 to get to Orgrimmar from Silvermoon would have taken an awful lot. I mean, not Orgrimmar, I'm sorry. It's very easy to get to Orgrimmar from Silvermoon. Just go through Undercity and get on the Zeppelin. But they got to Thunderbluff, and they were able to get the flight path. So, and also I did this on my other alts, my Alliance alt, my level 7 Draenei was able to get to Darnassus. So, you know, it's a neat thing. Plus, I think the rep is really worth it. You're going to get 75 points of rep for every coin you collect, just collecting the coins. And that's 75 points of rep for every faction. So you're going to get, for Horde, you're going to get Thunderbluff, Orgrimmar, Dark Spear Trolls, Silver Moon City, and Undercity. Well, that's five. And so that's 5 times 75, which is, 375? Yes. And if you multiply that by, even if you're just a low level and you do it for the 5 coins, for me, for the Alliance, the easier ones was obviously Undercity, Orgrimmar, and now Thunderbluff. And now I'm running these 2 low levels from Thunderbluff. Oh, you have to go to training, Bloodhoof. Bloodhoof Village, there's an elder there, and then there's one in Camp T, and we just left Camp T, and we didn't get our flight pass, so we're running back to Camp T. So you want to make sure you get your flight paths. And, you know, you're running through dangerous territory, but you're doing it in a much easier way and probably a lot safer. So, what have you guys been doing for Lunar Festival? Are you getting your flight pass? Do you think it's crazy or a waste of time? Also, I think on PvP servers, you can actually transport into a PvP city. And it's also a quick way to get the coins if you use Moonglade rather than running around outside of the city. Now, some of you I know are really tired because we just did something similar a few weeks ago or a week ago for Valentine's Day. If you wanted to get all the Undercity, Orgrimmar, and Thunderbluff gift collection and turn it into a Horde gift collection, you were running around from city to city then. So now we're running around again. And I'm trying to remember last year. Of course, I was much lower and less experienced last year. I don't remember if it was this close together. Okay, so now I'm getting my flight pass, which is always a good thing. It's nice when you click on it, get your flight path, and you find out that you have some connections instead of it saying you don't know any path connected to this, any flights connected to this path. So getting flight paths are a good thing. Speaking of the Valentine's Day thing, I never did get to complete the finding the source. I went up into the mountains over by Torrin Mill looking for the Ravenholt Manor, and I found it, but I just could not find the guy, and I ended up falling down the mountain, and it was very frustrating. But I'm going to make up for it with the Lunar Festival, completing some of these quests. So you complete some quests, you go to Moonglade. If you're upper level, you can even go through Tabermore Tunnel there. And, but if you're low, I even tried to do it with a low level rogue, and we tried to sneak through, but those guys are pretty tough. Okay, so that's what's going on, the Lunar Festival. I'm going to go into more details as to how each of my alts have been dealing with them on different levels to give you an idea. Let me know how you've been doing with the Lunar Festival, whether you think it's a waste of time or you're going around getting your reps up. You can email me at controlaltwow@gmail.com. That's controlaltwow@gmail.com. Due to a typo, the link on the website wasn't going to my email address, and I'm glad I caught that. I was wondering why I hadn't gotten any email. So if you've sent me some emails recently and I didn't respond or it got returned, that's probably if you followed the link from the website instead of typing in GTRLALTWOW@gmail.com, it might be because of the typo in the link. The actual email address on my blog was correct, but just when you click the link, it had one typo in it, and I thought I copied and pasted it properly. So that brings us to the end of this segment, what's going on. We'll get into what's new, World of Warcraft news in a second, and then we'll go on to Alt Roundup. Okay, before I go on to the next segment, which is WoW news, I wanted to talk about one thing about the Valentine's Day thing. And a lot of these packages that you can pick up that are soulbound after you open them. With the new feature in the interface that you can click on something and automatically loot it, you might not be aware of that. If you hold the shift key down on, say, the Valentine's Adoration packet, then you can look at what's inside of it. And you can select what you want to pull out of it. And the advantage to this is that you can, like, the box of chocolates. If you leave the box of chocolates in the gift package, and then the gift package itself is transferable. So then you can leave the box of chocolate in the gift package and give it to one of your alts, because the box of chocolates have some really neat buffs in it. And I'm pretty sure that something like this will work on other things. So keep that in mind. You don't have to click and loot all. You can shift and loot, select what you want, and then pick and choose what you can pass on to your alt. Okay, this segment is World of Warcraft news according to Control-Alt-WoW. The news that caught my attention and kind of pertains to alts. Let's see, the World of Warcraft arena tournaments are opening up, so if you have some high-level alts, you might want to get them into these tournaments. I think they're 2 versus 2, 3 versus 3, and 5 versus 5. I have yet to try arena play because it scares me, and I always figured there's some teenager out there who can move much faster than I could, so I've never tried it. But for those of you that have, give it a try. And the other thing that caught my eye is this little article on dig.com, which I happen to like, and it talks about the Nation of Warcraft, and it says that 8 million isn't just a fan base, it's a nation, and it lists 5 countries that have a smaller population than World of Warcraft. And that's Ireland, which has 4,062,235. New Zealand, which has 4,076,140. Denmark, which has 5,450,661. And Israel, which has 6,352,000, and Switzerland, which has 7,523,000. It's pretty impressive that the population of World of Warcraft is larger than these 5 nations. And that brings us to the end of World of Warcraft news. And let's head over to our next section, which is my favorite, Alt Roundup. Okay, this brings us to Alt Roundup. I think this week is going to be pretty long because I've had a lot of time to play. I am absolutely spoiled in the time that I have to play, and that my husband indulges me, and he does a lot of the cooking, which is really helpful, but he's also a better cook than I am. And today is President's Day, so I have the day off, and so I've been playing all week and all weekend long, and so I'm going to start with, and unfortunately, sometimes, like children, we have our favorite alt. And I have to say that right now, Pearl and Z are two of my favorites, and I've been on them a lot. I did take a break during the initial coin seeking, and I managed to rotate all the active alts. Now, bear in mind, some of my alts are just bankers and mules, and so they're not gonna... I might just get a coin and do the fireworks thing just to get them access to the flight paths, which isn't really that important for bankers and mules, as long as they're near a mailbox and their bank and AH, they can pretty much stay where they are. But Prill and Z, just to remind you, Prill is a blood elf hunter, and Z is a blood elf rogue. He is my jewel crafter, and he's been doing very well in jewel crafting. He's up to level 200, which is kind of neat because he ends up making stuff that I can send to my lower level enchanter and some stuff that some of my current level people can use. So that's always nice. The whole jewel crafting field is pretty nicely done. There's two sides to it. There's making the jewelry that has the extra buffs to it, and there's also something called prospecting, which is actually taking ore and breaking it down into gems, which I think I noted on another podcast is probably the reason why when you're mining you don't get any more gems, because it's all up to the jewel crafter to prospect. And there's actually different levels of prospecting. For instance, the mithril was not prospectable by Z until I think he was a level 150 or maybe 175 jewel crafter. Okay, so let's get back to the roundup. He's the one that also has the nice gem bag and the mining bag, which is really nice. And Prill is a leather worker, and she's a 147. I can't wait to get her up higher. I'm really pushing them because I want to put her on maybe dragon scale leather working. My other leather worker, Real Fire, who's a level 47 and at 300. Tribal, or maybe Pearl will do elemental, I don't know yet. Anyways, they were doing the whole thing with the coins. I'm not going to try to tell you how to do it. I can tell you what I did, and it was kind of interesting to try to figure out which way would be the best route. These are horde characters that I've mostly been doing, and so there was, you know, the obvious ones, Orgrimmar, Thunderbluff, Undercity, Crossroads, Bloodhoof, Village, Camp T, and I actually ran Prill and Z down to 1000K, 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 1000 Needles, and they got the coin there at that city. I'm having a brain freeze. Free Wind Post. And there's so many cities to remember. Sometimes it's really hard to just pull them out of your head. And then they were at Ratchet to get the one in Ratchet, and they were catching the boat to Booty Bay to get the one there in Booty Bay, who's up by the Griffin Rider, by the way. You can't find him. He's on the roof of a building. I just happened to be taking the Griffin Rider, noticing he was there. And she was, while we were waiting for the boat at Booty Bay, Prill was fishing. Her fishing's not that high yet. It's barely into the late teens. And she wants to get it up because she's a hunter. And if you're a hunter, you want to do fishing, because sooner or later you're going to have some pets who's going to need food. And one of the best ways to get food is to fish. And she happened to see a pool of black mouth fish, which Theo, my mid-level or lower-level alchemist, could use. So she started fishing, and she had caught two or maybe three. And then all of a sudden, this alliance character came up and threw her line in, which was kind of annoying, especially since I couldn't tell which level she was. And Pearl was a level 20 at the time, so that means she was at least a level 35, maybe, or higher. And I mean, I've done the same thing. I've tried to steal mobs or fish from an alliance character, so I guess I shouldn't get too upset. The only funny thing was there was another pool right by the end of the dock where the boat pulls in, but I guess maybe she just wanted to take mine. And so I went down there. She got the last one out of that pool, and I went down and got one out of, managed to get another one out of the pool that was down there. The boat had come in, but the boat comes in and it sits there for what seems like a short period of time, but I happen to know it's enough to at least catch one more fish. So we get on the boat. Me and Z, or Pearl and Z, are on the boat. And I just happened to go over to what I like to do is go up to upper level Alliance and do slash pat. I don't know. It's just a funny thing, especially on a PvE server, because I know they can't do anything to me. And then she had a friend come down. Oh, and they were all, they were, I was just admiring their outfits, and I was looking at them, and they, were the typical blonde Alliance characters that teenage girls like to get. And so I was looking at the other one for a second, and I went to slap the first one, the one that stole my fish, and I forgot that I hadn't taken my target off of the second one. So the second one comes down, and she was like, I can almost hear her go, "No, she didn't." And she actually went into PvP mode. And I'm laughing because Pearl was a level 20, and this chick had to be at least, if I couldn't see her, she had to be at least 10, what, 15 levels above her? So I just started doing my laughing thing, and then her friend started doing the chicken thing, and I'm like, it's not about chicken, it's about reality. There's no way a level 20 is gonna be able to duel with someone that they can't even see the level on. What I had wished is that I had a level 50 around, or my level 53 around, because now she was in PvP, and she was going to be in PvP for 5 minutes, so I could have bought her on my upper level one. But anyways, I just thought that was a funny story, and one of the reasons why I love World of Warcraft, and I love the fact that it's a multi-massively online role-playing game, because you can run into all sorts of people. And okay, so Pearl and Z are up and doing well, and Ziza has reached 200 on his jewel crafting. Of course, I don't even know why I'm pushing so much, because what's going to end up happening is, and it happens each time I get to a new level and I push with a skill, is that they're going to be sitting on 225 until he gets to level 35. But it's fun to get up there. Creedent, Control Alt WoW, who are my lower level, I call them the Blood Elf characters, but Control Alt WoW is actually an orc, but they're going to be doing all of the Silver Moon, Eversong Woods quest that Pearl and Z didn't do because they went into the Barrens. So I want to see, supposedly at the end of all the quests, you get to be an ambassador for Silver Moon City, and then you go to Undercity for the rest of the quests. The next level or whatever, you get to go to the royal family place in Undercity and become, you know, get labeled as some hero from Silver Moon. At least that's what I heard, so I'm looking forward to that. But anyways, that's Creed, who's my level 10 priest, and Control Alt Wow, who's an level 11 warrior. And they did the whole hopping around trying to find as many coins as possible. Of course, they couldn't go very far, so they only ended up with 8 coins. They did the Ratchet, the Booty Bay, the Ogrimmar. They actually made use of Moonglade to get to Ogrimmar and to get to Thunderbluff, which neither one had been to. Or I think Control Alt Wild might have been to Crossroads and Ogrimmar because she was originally an orc. But, okay, and oh, while they were in Thunderbluff, they picked up some Rage Fire Chasm quests, which was cool. So the Moonglade thing really does help as far as getting lower level characters around. Aprilian was ran around with real fire. Aprilian was the level 53 hunter. She did ding level 54. Actually, she dinged level 54 while she was doing the rep thing for Silver Moon City. I had gotten some silk and some wool and some rune cloth, and so she went to Silver Moon City so that she could get the reputation, and she got the 6,600 points of experience. I mean, and a whole bunch more. You know, I think you get so many for the wool, so many for the silk, so many for the rune cloth, and so she dinged 5,400. But before she did that, she had made the journey to Moonglade. And she tried to do that quest. Let me see if I can find the quest. It's the one with the omen thing, where you get the candle, and you get the fireworks, and you're supposed to go to the southeast side of the lake and try to wake up this thing that's there. And originally I was gonna, you know, I'm always trying to be my own guild, so I was trying to do it with just what I had, with Real Fire and Aprilian, and Real Fire is at level 47. But, well, you get the quest from this guy in Nightingale, and he is... Oh, he's Valador Starsong, and he's the guy that you turn in your coins to, and you get an outfit or two. I got mostly the black outfits for most of my alts. I figured maybe we'd get together and take a picture in them. Although I think a couple alts looked better in the dresses, so I got them dresses. I'll maybe put a picture up. But the quest, the big quest for the whole seasonal lunar festival thing, is called Elune's Blessing. And you summon Omen and defeat him and gain Elune's Blessing. Return to Valadar Starstrong in Nighthaven. The beast Omen was once a hero of this world, a wolf of great strength and fortune. Omen fought beside the heroes of the world of the War of the Ancients until he succumbed to demonic magics. Turning against his allies, he raged across Azeroth and carried death and terror in his wake. Finally defeated here in Moonglade, Omen now sleeps among the silt of Lake Elunara, and each new year during the festival he stirs. Gather cohorts, Aprilian, and summon and defeat the beast Omen. Earn the blessings of Elune. And You'll get a bunch of. You'll get Elune's lantern, which captures the light. Unique use. Create an Elune stone. Requires a solid stone. That's interesting. I wonder what an Elune stone is. I guess I'll find out. But it looks like you have to be in a raid to get it. So I don't know. I'd love to hear if anybody was able to do this on their server. Okay, so and the other thing that Aprillian was able to do is she got a bunch of dragon hawks, and she auctioned them to April, the my Draenei, and April was able to send them to T-Rex, and T-Rex has been just a selling machine on the Alliance server. And I think in the last week we must have sold at least 10 of no, yeah, at least 10, maybe 15 at 4 gold pieces a piece. And some of them I've transferred back to back to where to Ilya, who's my main banker. So I've transferred the money back, but some of it I've used for T-Rex to buy stuff that I can't get on the Horde server, which is probably a better deal because when I do transfer money, which is I put something up for auction, Aprillian puts something up for auction, usually something insignificant like a sharpening stone or something for like 20 gold pieces, and then April buys it, and then she ends up with she ends up with 17 gold pieces out of the 20, which I think sucked. Okay, so what who else? Theo. Theo's been getting coins. Theo's doing pretty good. He's got some of his alchemy up, and Sharina's doing just as well. Actually, though, Sharina hasn't been active that much, but she's had a lot of alchemy stuff, and she has a lot of enchanting stuff. Her and she had enchanting back when enchanting, when you could disenchant at any level, and she used to disenchant everything. But of course, now she's can only enchant at her level, and so now most of the stuff that she had to disenchant is going to Creed or Rillia, depending on the level of the item. And oh, the other thing that was funny was Creed, who is my blood elf, and Control Alt WoW, who's Creed is the blood elf priest level 10, and Control Alt WoW is the orc level 11. They were both in Silvermoon, and I had Ilya send Control Alt WoW some money because T-Rex had gone through all the dragon hawks he had, the dragon hawk hatchlings. So, you know, I sent both of them out to get some more, and because they were in Silvermoon City and they ran down to Fairbreeze Village. And it was funny because I didn't think there was a difference in which one I sent, and I started to I sent at first I sent Control Alt WoW because she was the senior person. She was 11, therefore I figured she could make it in and out a lot quicker than Creed. But you know what I noticed? When Creed buys the Hawklings, he has to pay. He pays 45 silver. When Control Alt WoW buys the Hawklings, she pays 50 silver. I guess because he's honored, or because that's his home city, he gets the 10% discount. So I've been, from now on, I send a blood elf because it just, I'll save. It's just 5 silver, but if you buy 8, 9 blood out 9 hawklings, you actually get one free. So I thought that was kind of neat. Oh, and the other thing I did was Ilya bought a tuxedo for for 15 gold pieces. I know that's silly, but she just looks so cute hanging out in Elgrimmar in her little tuxedo. And so we've been doing good. So I wanted to spoil me. So anyways, that about wraps it up on what's going on with my alts. They're all doing very well and rolling right along. Aprilian and Trishel have been mining, and they've been sending their ore to Z, who's been prospecting and getting lots of gems from them. In fact, he's got so many gems, I should put some of them on Auction House. Trishel, who is still has both mining and herbalism, is, I'm kind of thinking that maybe since I have a couple of herbalists who are getting up in experience, maybe it might be time for her to retire her herbalism and maybe choose jewel crafting. It's one thing that, it's something that you don't want to do very often. It's just abandon a craft. This would be her second craft that she abandoned. Originally she had skinning, and then she took up her herbalism. But if she were to take up jewel crafting, she could really get to the higher end very fast. She's already past 35. She's 42. And since she mines, she had would have unlimited resources. Plus, she has all the stuff that at her disposal that Z has left over, because he has a lot of beginning stuff, the malachite and the tiger's eye and all that stuff. And there are a couple of low-level miners who could get her gold, copper, because of course that's the hardest thing in the beginning, is the copper for the copper bars and the copper wire. But I even found out that I had a few alts that still had some copper bars too. So that's a thought. Oh, let me know what you think on that and on anything else. controlaltwow@gmail.com. And that brings us to the end of Alt Roundup. This brings us to our favorite places in WoW. For this week, it would be Moonglade. I particularly like Moonglade because of the moon channeling transport area. And, you know, you can use the Lunar Festival invitation to get to that area, and then, as I've mentioned before, you can move to different areas. It, the Moonglade itself looks a lot like Ashen Vale or the other starting area of the Blood Elves. So I guess it's in that same kind of area. But it looks a lot like Teldrassil. And even the buildings in Nightingale look a lot like Teldrassil. But the best part is the transport area, where you have six different moonlit circles, starting in a circle with Thunderbluff kind of to the north, and then Darnassus, Orgrimmar, Undercity, Ironforge, and Stormwind, each having a separate circle. Of course, Orgrimmar has both the orcs and the trolls, and I think it's the same thing with Darnassus has the Blood Elves and the other group that they share their area with, their starting area with. And that's kind of neat because they all are sitting there dancing in a circle. You get to see all the dances of all the different races, except, of course, the Blood Elves and the Draenei aren't represented there. But I guess they didn't have a chance to update for that. And you get to hear their laughs, because they all take turns laughing. So, as you heard from the opening segment of this podcast. And so I guess this week we're going to say that Moonglade is the favorite area of the week. And make sure you get there. There's a whole bunch of other stuff going on. I've mentioned some of the quests for the higher-ups. And of course you have to go up into Night and Vale and to complete that quest, which I just did with Creed and Control-Alt-WoW. And there's a few things that you can buy, but most of it's on the same par of other areas, but they have different names. And of course you get your outfit. Let's see. What does Control-Alt-WoW? I think she's going to get a pantsuit and not a dress. Although, you know, it's kind of neat while you're there, you can actually try on the outfits. You go through the process, but don't click on complete quest. You select the quest, but don't, and you look at your rewards. And where it says choose your rewards, you can, of course, control click. And you can see what each one would look like. Actually, she looks kind of nice in a dress. I think I'm going to get her the festive purple dress. And I would recommend going to Moonglade. And that brings us to the end of Favorite Places in WoW. I'm going to go on with closing thoughts in a moment. Thank you. Closing thoughts for this episode 12 of Control-Alt-WoW. Yes, there was a lot of repetition the last week or so, with the Valentine's Day being almost the same as last year, and the Lunar Festival being very similar. But it's a chance to relax, to get away from the quest, grind, grind. It's a good chance for lower level people to get their flight pass, and it's a little change up. I really think that maybe it would have been a lot better if Blizzard had included Silvermoon City and Exodor. I think there must have been a glitch, because even in Silvermoon City, there were, and in Exodor, there were people mentioning both the Valentine's Day stuff and the Lunar Festival, and then there was no way to interact from those individual cities. But maybe next year they'll have better plans, and we'll be able to include both groups. And I would love to get some email, controlaltwow@gmail.com. If you were clicking on that link, it's now been fixed. You can visit our blog, our page, our website at controlaltwow.blogspot.com. Also, please go to dig.com/podcast/control_alt_wow, or you can just do a search for World of Warcraft, and there are a lot of podcasts listed there. You might find something new that you wanted to hear. And if you could give a comment, give a rate, give a dig. The nicest thing about the dig.com site is that you can rate individual pages, individual podcasts, which is kind of nice. And I hope you're enjoying this. I'm not trying to be the top podcast. There are a lot of good ones out there. The Instance, the Wowcast. I like the Weekly Murloc and the Chronicles. I'm just trying to be a kind of a filler for those who are new, or, you know, when you want something to listen to and there aren't any new podcasts out there. If you have any suggestions, I'm open to that. And I'm just enjoying this, and I'm enjoying playing World of Warcraft. And I'm glad that there is such a thing for us to play. I spend a lot of time playing, as some of you might do, but is it really that bad? Or, you know, what other things could we be doing that would give us this kind of satisfaction for $14.99 a month, or in my case, $30 a month. I'm spending way more than that on Second Life. So until next week, which I should be putting out my next podcast on Sunday. I only did it on Monday today because it was a holiday. This is Aprilian of the Belgian server signing off.
I am honored. Good luck.